Good morning. This is KWSO News. I'm Duncan Bruno. The annual Eagle Watch celebration at the Round Butte Overlook Park celebrates its 25th anniversary this year. The event, which has taken place in February each year, moved to late March with the hopes of milder weather. Of note, this will be the last year for Eagle Watch, which features guided walks, wildlife presentations, raptor viewing, and hands-on activities. Cove Palisades State Park Ranger Aaron Bennett says this is not so much an end as a new beginning. In 2021, the event will morph into an expanded event that will still focus on wildlife, but also include fire in the ecosystem, local history, and geology. This year's 25th annual Eagle Watch will be held Saturday and Sunday, March 28th and 29th. The Warm Springs IHS Clinic and Community Health have been sitting on conference calls with Oregon Health Authority and Portland area, reviewing and updating their emergency response plan to the coronavirus outbreak and ordering supplies. Currently, there are no cases in Oregon. Something individuals should know is that all the ways to avoid getting coronavirus applies to avoiding flu as well. Flu activity remains high in Central Oregon. Flu shots continue to be available at the clinic. Stopping by Community Health is the easiest way to get one. The State of Indian Nations Address is the most important speech of the new decade and is our opportunity to once again take our rightful place on a national stage to share our triumphs, challenges, and priorities with the U.S. government and all Americans. The State of Indian Nations Address began in 2000 under the leadership of National Congress of American Indians, NCAI, President Susan Mastin of the Yurok Tribe. NCAI's role for the past 76 years has been to act as Indian country's watchdog in Washington, D.C., by holding the federal government accountable to its trust and treaty responsibilities to tribal nations in every conceivable way. The State of Indian Nations Address will air today during Native America Calling here on KWSO. Raging floodwaters are starting to recede in the Northwest today, but this follows days of bad news, bridges collapsing, dozens of helicopter rescues, washout roads throughout southeastern Washington and northeastern Oregon. It's all caused by recent heavy rainfall and fast-melting snow. Correspondent Anna King reports.
The floodwaters haven't been this high here in a quarter century.
It's significant. I mean, it's really, really come up.
The Biagi family's farm is just outside of Waitsburg, Washington. The Touche River, a massive torrent now, is menacing just beyond their backyard chicken run. JC says it's been frightening to watch all that water climbing the banks toward his house. The heavy rain has stopped now in Waitsburg, a town built on wheat and timber. Brandon Cole says the receding water has left a mess. Backyard barbecue grills, boulders, and power poles have all been strewn around the neighborhood.
Yeah, it was all the way to the top of the porch, so coming through the house.
An hour's drive south, the flooding forced many who live on the Confederated Tribes of the Umatilla Reservation to leave their homes. For now, displaced families are staying at the tribe's resort and casino. The tribal government meets with FEMA this week. On a remote stretch of the reservation, at the foot of the Blue Mountains, I walked down a road with tribal spokeswoman Giselle Halfmoon. She says the tribes have spent nearly 20 years trying to restore the Pacific lamprey fish population. The jawless fish are native to the Northwest and a sacred food for tribes. Half Moon says floodwaters took about 500 fish.
You had to sit here and kind of watch them wash away before they're ready to be released. It's very sad.
Fishery crews have been able to rescue 20 lamprey so far. They're hoping to find more. I'm Anna King outside of Mission, Oregon.
And now a look into local sports. The Madras High School Buff Boys basketball was on the road Friday to face Corbett and stumbled, losing 54-33. They were led by Dupree Miller with 14 points and Donnie Bagley with 10. The Lady Buffs hosted Corbett Friday night and came away victorious, dropping the Cardinals 57-33, led by Gianna Smith-Francis and Janissa Scott with 13 points each and Dariah White with 12. I'm Duncan Bruno, reporting for KWSO News.